Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Mysteries, Miracles and Mysticism. I'm your host, Vanessa, and welcome to the show. This show is dedicated to Almeen. She is world-leading mystic and seer of our time. And I'm here bringing the updates as far as I'm aware and what you guys are aware of too. I'm just sharing it with you on the radio. And for those who are new to Almeen's sacred teachings, welcome to the show. What are we going to speak about tonight? So there has been so much going on cosmically and so quickly also, I feel, rapidly, that I think I'm just going to go straight to I'll go to Bridget or anything. You know, we can actually talk about what's been happening there maybe. There's been little posts up on the diary and spiritual journeys of things that have been happening, that have been coming up over the week. So things that have been mentioned, managing stress. And there was a post on the diary and it said, you know, a family member had come back from Afghanistan with post-traumatic stress disorder. And she asked Almeen that she heard her, that she had come back, that she had come back with that when she returned from the lower underworld. And how did she overcome it? And Almeen's answer was, the same way a smoker giving up cigarettes will turn to chocolates instead, they replace one undesirable trait with a more manageable one instead. Then they wean themselves off the more manageable addiction. Almeen says she replaced the terror with a milder form of obsessive compulsive behavior to pretend that she could manage her environment by staying fully aware of what she was doing also. She started to rearrange everything in her environment in a very orderly fashion, stocking up on personal needs items and labeling everything, etc. And it made her feel a little more in control. She avoided anything tense for 6 months, and all Almeen could do was watch the cooking channel. Anything else was too tension-producing. So there were different ways of managing stress, and don't want to imagine how she went, what she went through going through the lower underworld, because, you know, that must have been terrifying, or seeing what you're seeing, you know. I mean, how does one cope with that, the stress that that would produce? So that's one of the answers for managing stress. And how, interestingly enough, I had a meeting to create meditations in this beautiful place, and I heard the word stress a lot from humanity. And so I just thought, well, that's interesting, you know. So, you know, I thought, okay, there's going to be things that I need to do to help reduce the level of stress or help people to manage the level of stress in their environments. So it was kind of fitting that that question came up. The other thing that's been mentioned is beauty in the garden. Almeen was sharing her beautiful pictures of her lilies in her front garden. They're actually quite amazingly beautiful. And also someone asked about a translation of a personal power sigil, because Almeen started doing personal power sigils again since the resurrection. And this person put on her site, on Spiritual Journeys website, I love my personal power sigil. Could you translate or describe it for me? I am willing to pay extra for this. I know it is not provided as part of this product. The answer was from Almeen. She says, the reason these sigils of power are not translatable, and they look so beautiful, I have to say, they're beautiful artwork pieces. Definitely a different feeling from this one completely to any of the other ones that she's ever done. I immediately feel like a resonance with it. It's very beautiful. I'm grateful that she shared it on the website. So she says, the reason that these sigils of power are not translatable is that their emphasis changes as needed, as your life unfolds. In other words, They always bolster and empower the areas that need to be strengthened. And she said, I will just add, however, that yours had components currently needed that would strengthen the feminine's masculine and build confidence in yourself. I also felt as I drew it that your speech was being pushed into a higher level of self-confidence and strength. That is what a beautiful gift, my God. Actually, it shivers. From reading that, it's just very, very beautiful. So there's been a lot of mention about the inner sub-personalities this week as well. Oh, before I go any further, the music that you just heard there actually was called Lemurian Dream, and it's from Amin. And yes, I did play it the previous week. I'm trying to sort out some glitches at the moment with my uploads. So yes, unfortunately, I will be playing the same music for those who listened last week. So I am aware of it. But it will be sorted out, so don't worry. Okay, so moving on, I just thought to mention that. But Lemurian Dream, it is very beautiful. So, okay, moving on, where was that? Yes, that was the Personal Power Sigil, and I would recommend getting them. I spoke to one of the sisters who had a Personal Power Sigil created before by Amin, and she found them extremely helpful in her life. So this may have been coming up for people. The tribe demands conformity. The tribe demands conformity. Interact sparingly with those who seek to trap you with their expectations, and enjoy the company of those who inspire you into authentic expression. They are the wind beneath your wings. When this was posted, I had a beautiful business meeting with some people who really inspired my heart, and with a lot of fun and laughter also. And I have to say that it was really inspiring to be around these people and uplifting, and I really enjoyed their expressions. And of course, when this was posted, I just thought, wow, this is pretty amazing. And I noticed it throughout my weekend also, it's interesting when you kind of cut cords with kind of tribalism within your own being, within your own inner family. You have your own inner family that you communicate with. When you become aware of your inner sub-personalities and how they communicate with you, you may have had to necessarily cut cords with your own physical family in certain areas. And I just thought it was quite interesting when you do engage with these beings from your, expressions of our old expressions maybe, or how they used to express, or how they still express, and you've moved beyond that expression. How the communication changes. So it is interesting. And, mine was a very short and sweet communication, I have to say. And with much love to that person still, But it's just interesting. And acknowledging each being in their own individual expression and on their own sacred journey, in their own reality, And that is a blessing, not, demanding that they conform in any way to how you're expressing or how you think someone should be or act or whatever way that is, is manifested. So I just thought how interesting, because I see the many threads pulling together and tying in together, and just becomes, a massive masterpiece interwoven into a grand insight, I suppose, to help maybe enlighten one on their journey. So moving on to that, that has come up, and it has come up in the actual, and it's still up. I feel there's still stuff about that, but it has come up in this week, and certain things about psychology and how, mysticism and psychology, they're both never-ending journeys. And it's so interesting, because I had a guy speak with me at the weekend. There was a big festival on where I live, big musical festival, and it was really fun, and the atmosphere was great, and people were having fun and smiling and laughing. The weather is fantastic. I'm looking at these trapeze artists with the extreme balance that's required for walking on this tightrope, And I actually ended up communicating with them both at the end, and it was just so lovely to see them expressing, to be honest. But I got many insights also from the expression that they were sharing with me. And it was directed towards the inner child. It was just lovely to see the expression as well. And how some people have forgotten to play, how they've forgotten to connect with their inner child. I became aware of that. And as I said, everyone is different, but I really felt, I got it. in the innocence of it all and the unfoldment of all of, you know, existence. It was a beautiful expression and I really enjoyed it. So the other thing that came up was, the reason why I'm saying that is because I met someone and, you know, they're, you know, quite spiritual as far as I'm aware, and they have a lot of awareness about them. And, you know, they were asking me what I was doing, what I was at, and then they just said to me, oh, I know everything there is to know about spirituality. And I was kind of surprised, and I kind of went, well, I don't know everything there is to know about spirituality. I really don't. In fact, I know nothing. And, you know, Zalmin has mentioned that it's really important to acknowledge that you know nothing, because reality is so completely fluid, and it's changing all the time. So really, it's, you know, you're really in the unknowable and just in the unfoldment of our life in utter gratitude, as far as I'm concerned. Yes, we have our days, you know, but in gratitude, I humbly acknowledge that I know absolutely nothing. And I was just shown something with the masculine aspect, I guess. And I'm just aware that maybe there's somewhere in my masculine that feels that he knows everything, you know? And I know nothing. So moving onwards, there was things mentioned about, you know, the elegance and the romance of food. And when we actually, you know, integrate these full capacities of equations of tones of love, these are part of the third level of resurrection, and it births a golden light field. When it's full capacity, these carry the answers to negate the need for demonic presences to embody the chaos of unyielding insights. So there's some stuff about that on the private blog for Almin. So if you're interested in that, you can go to Messages for Lightworkers, and, you know, you can check it out. You have to sign up for it, of course, but it is very insightful, very, very insightful. You know, someone else asked the question about the tribe of society. I'm a psychologist and have been studying subpersonalities. How do they tie in with the stages of development you mentioned in Journey to the Heart of God? And how do you think individualists and collectivists differ in their value systems? And that was a really, really good question. So I don't want to share all the answers. There were stereotypes of the elderly. What is your view of society's negative view of the aging person? The stereotypes of the elderly become a self-fulfilling prophecy. And healing sexual abuse. You know, and there's actually sigils in the Bridge of No Time to help heal early childhood trauma, if you don't have the sigils. So that's there to help heal sexual abuse, as far as I'm aware. And so someone asked the question, in my experience of those who struggle the most to restore self-love, I find those who have experienced sexual assault or extreme violence as youngsters appear to struggle the most. Is there a particular reason why this appears to be so? Is it just the level of shock and fracturing that creates the greatest challenge to restoring total love of self? And Almin gave a very amazing answer on that one and what to do about it. And she does recommend that you do the actual Balvaspitar healing for, you know, to heal sexual abuse. It helps heal, you know, psyche. And, you know, these holy and sacred sigils are in the Bridge of No Time, which I highly recommend. More on first sub-personality to focus on. I mean, you know, some of it, which first sub-personality should we focus on developing first and why? And Almin goes into that even deeper. And then, of course, we have transcendence, the feeling of separation. Someone experienced for several days of separation from my knowingness of spiritual awareness, reached especially during the last 2 months. I felt as though I had lost a major part of myself and couldn't remember what I was missing. I literally forgot several key pieces I had realized and experienced as going deep within myself, and perceptions gained only several days to a week before this happened. About 3 days into this, I could not continue living with the separateness and called out for help within myself. Now, Amin has actually put an audio as a response on for this because she said she's actually taken a step forward as part of her resurrection. So it's actually a brilliant thing that I think it's amazing she was able to actually articulate it, because you know, it's such a massive shift that you have in yourself. So I'm very grateful to the person. There's no name who posted it, but I'm very grateful to the person who posted it. So thank you so much for that. The other thing I would like to share, and I'm going to end, it's not a very long radio show tonight, but I'm going to end the show on this one because I feel it's just such a massive thing that's coming up. And for anyone that's been following Amin's teachings are also aware of this. Glimpses from the future from Amin. Okay? So there's a 10-minute audio, that's 10 minutes 30 seconds to be exact, audio from Amin that's been put up there, and it's with Rahir and Amin, and you know, she speaks about that she's going to go into the future, you know, and it's a podcast, and she's interviewed by Amin was interviewed by Rahir, and going beyond mere reporting on the global status of fossil fuels, etc. And it's a project Amin described as proactive sacred government. And she also revealed some bits that already filtered through, specifically on the fulfillment of two things we've been working towards. Other glimpses were previously shared on Messages for Lightworkers, such as the tall ones, which I will read to you right now because I wasn't sure if I could share it with you, but it was posted and I was looking for this. So the tall ones, and I did actually try and read this last week, but I'm going to go and look again because I'll read it. And, okay. 10 were there who came from the stars. This is from the tall ones with pale white hair, messages from the future. 10 there were who came from the stars, all but two returned to afar. Those races who left had become aware. The longer they stayed, the worse they fared. The white light of monsters who among men came cancelled out the black light of which they were made. Two races that stayed, a strategy had they. They could survive if they physical became. From Antares, the tall ones with pale white hair. Though they have a planet, the earth they want to share. Under the oceans in cities unseen, for thousands of years these pale ones have been. The short ones no longer have a home. With glowing eyes at night they roam. They want to conquer and bide their time. On lands they live, too few to be strong. Stand now together, lords of light, or a war there'll be against the alien blight. To warn you from the future we come, those with greed to man, traitors have become. So message from Amin then. Those from Antares will leave our home if we can eliminate the alien frequency of death vibrations within us. To do this, an alchemical equation will be given to be released on the full moon, the 15th of October, the equation of 144 tones of glad expectation. As for the second race, they look like the grave, but shorter. I have not yet received the information about that, what will get rid of them. So that's Amin's message. She hasn't received the information yet about what will get rid of them. Interestingly enough, I had a guy come up and speak to me, asking me about what I'm doing, spoke to him about Amin. He mentioned about star beings that he could see, and he mentioned about their eyes. He didn't go into much detail about them, but I was aware that it was a massive message, and I couldn't really get to speak with him for too much longer, which I wanted to. So hopefully I will again. And then we had serious threats to the earth. So, you know, these are all from the future, these messages. These are all basically on Messages for Lightworkers. So I'm just letting you know that you are missing out on the major updates that are happening on earth cosmically as Amin is receiving them and sharing them with her light family. You know, sometimes I feel to share these messages with you and then they turn out to be in sync with what's posted on spiritual journeys. So here we are, a serious threat to Earth, a message from the angel gods. We tell now the serious threat to the Earth, one that has been building for several thousand years. While the attention has been drawn by the abductions by the aliens known as Greys, another race has infiltrated the major governments of the Earth with a long-term plan of assimilation and control. They are called the Nordics. They have pale white hair and are slender and are taller than humans generally are. They come not because their own home in Antares is threatened or unsuitable, but because of greed. The Earth is most beautiful, like a precious gem. Some of the government leaders will meet with them. They present themselves as well-intended. By the time you read this message, some of their agenda will have been seen by the leaders. They will turn to other aliens to help the people of the Earth. But none can stop them except the original ones, the gods and goddesses among you. To them we speak. Find what in your life you depend on as a necessity and an essential need in order to exist. You will find that it is the greed of dependence you have with food. A few among you can set you free from this alien invasion by knowing your self-sovereignty. Food is not necessary to live when you are an immortal or resurrected being. Some may say we should live off light, but then you again form a dependency with that one alien substitute to get rid of another. We know you enjoy to eat, then let it be so, but change your attitude and beliefs about food. Put non-harmful substances into your body so that non-harmful star beings may visit the Earth. Release your addictions and dependencies to set the Earth free from alien subversive control. Thank you. And welcome back to the show. If you have just joined us, this is Mystery, Miracles, and Mysticism. I'm your host, Vanessa. This show is dedicated to Almeen. She is a world-leading mystic and seer of our time. And what you just heard there is Lemurian Dream from Almeen. It's one of our favorite albums. Okay, so moving onwards with the show, a glimpse from the future. And Almeen has spoken about what she has seen and her intentions of this. So what is the purpose on this journey into the future in August? The purpose of it, and Almeen mentions that we have made huge strides in the evolution, and to go from transformation, transmutation, transfiguration, round the flat two-dimensional triangle for eons of existence, up to the point of the pyramid, a three-sided pyramid, a whole three-dimensional reality we have never had before, is a huge evolutionary step. This has created huge restructuring of old ways of life, of old systems, of old belief systems, and tremendous chaos in the world around us. For the last year and a half or so, we did not stand together as the sacred government to cohesively orchestrate world events. But that also had a purpose. We may have prevented some of this rapid destructuring, and apparently it is simply needed as momentum for humanity to follow behind us. The purpose of traveling to the future, Almeen intends to gather information that will give us hope. It is easy to look around us. It is easy to look at the chaos around us and to get very discouraged, which in the past has often prevented the evolution from staying as a guiding light for our future, because we would fall back into the grid of fear and distress and confusion and hopelessness. If we can but see what we are doing has yielded fruit and got us the main purpose to instill hope, to make us know we are on the right track, and instead of trying to fix constantly, we will try and create graceful change, instead of trying to fix the restructuring that's taking place in the present, to look at the future and see what events we would have liked to have prevented 1,000 years before, so we would not have a situation in the future that we have. So we are going to try and do the government proactively and preemptively for the future. That is the second purpose of this reason why Almeen is traveling to the future. And to travel to the future is different than just traveling to the future, into the future, or looking into the future. It's different from looking into the future. Traveling to the future is different because it means you're actually going into the reality of the future. Almeen prefers to go there out of body than bring her body with her, because she travels with her body into the past. And she said it's all very pleasant. You're gone for 45 minutes and you feel as if you've rested for a week. Almeen is going to go into the future in August. And she said that we have made huge strides in evolution to go from transform. Yeah, I've done this already. So, she is going to go in August. So she said that after, spending 6 weeks in the underworld, that she doesn't want to bring her body with her. And so Almeen said that she will give us dates when she's traveling. And she needs about a week and intends on understanding her. The purpose is also to intend, to understand the greater currents that we are setting in motion and the ones we need to tweak by tweaking ourselves. So I feel there's going to be much insight and self-work on this one. This is connected with their inner sub-personalities, of course, and that's my feeling, and what we need to express or feel or whatever it is, I'm sure will give us the insight on what needs to be done. She's going to let us know. She needs about a week, and will let us know in what ways we can assist her, and it is also through our love for one another, for each one of us, beloved light family. When I heard Almeen speaking this audio, I was actually crying because I felt her presence so strongly, and the resonance in what she was saying so deeply in myself, in my being, in every last molecule, whatever you want to call it, light, you know, whatever, in my fields. I could feel her so deeply that it brought tears to my eyes, and I felt, you know, there you are, you know, and I could feel the love from Amin very, very deeply as she said that. You know, the memories of being with my light family, and connecting with them in the remembrance of who they are and who I am. And, oh gosh, there are no words for it. It actually, even when I read it and hear her speak again, I actually feel upset because it's just, anyone who's been in her presence will totally understand what I'm talking about. So she says that our love pulled Amin back from the underworld. And it's our longing to be together once more that Amin could hear and guide herself back. And she said, we will feel that again when Amin goes. And Amin will keep trying to remember our faces and the words that we spoke and the great miracles that happened in her classes and the dynamic knowledge that flowed there. And she said that she would remember us, and together we will pull it back, and there will be more instruction close to the time. Amin is hoping to do this and prepare for this on her week's holidays, the 20th of August, for the week following that she's going to do this. That's my understanding. And she will keep us posted from bits have already filtered in, and will share it with us on the very important webinar that's taking place on the 15th of October. A message is received as warnings from the future that we can immediately prevent. And she said how to do it will be a very mystical occurrence, but we will go through it very carefully on the 15th of October together as the sacred government of the earth through self-government. She said to create a sacred space in your home, and wherever you walk, don't look back, don't look around you, help what is before you. Let every action that you take be a sacred one, and then we will fix things down the line in the future, hundreds of years ahead, and we will find out more for us. In the meantime, insights will be shared as they start to flood in before she even tries to travel. Glimpses into the future show a future of two things that we have been working towards successfully having happened. One, the evolution of man's DNA, the development of the race, and that doesn't have games of control or manipulation and fear, they'll be gone. And also a more organized society as a result, because personal lives are more organized. And above, and also a planet that has been cleared of all radioactivity, of pollution, and more peace on Earth. So, okay, I just took notes on that because it was an audio, and I really would have loved to have had access to that audio so I could download it and play it for you. So I took the notes, but if you really want to hear it, I would suggest and ask you to consider going to www.spiritualjourneys.com. And I am so grateful to you for tuning in to this show. And, you know, I'm so happy to share all of these updates with you. If you don't already have access to them, it's my pleasure. And I'm grateful just to be part of the journey, to be honest, and for all of the beautiful, beloved light family that I've met and yet to meet. I'm so eternally grateful to be sharing this with you and walking the sacred journey. And no, you are not alone. Anyway, much love to each and every one of you. And I will hopefully connect with you again next week. Until then, you have a beautiful weekend, and know that I actually have all of you in my heart and in my awareness. And until next week, see you then. Bye.